Omen Agency presents the Hip Hop Town Hall. And myself, Fort Knox, the last Wednesday of the month to talk about the real issues in the hip hop community.
From industry politics to business entrepreneurship to the state of hip hop, we talk about it all. Come down to the Omen Agency at 299 Peter Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30313 for the Hip Hop Town Hall.
No admission or RSVP necessary. For more information, visit omenagency.com.
Don't forget to catch DJ Omen live in the mix every Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Here it is!
With that dancehall, reggae, and soca music.
Keep it locked.
Right here on K100 Radio.
I want y'all to know.
Right here on K100 Radio.
This the hottest station in the game. Let's go.
K100 Radio, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. What up, though? K100 Radio, what's popping, man? Welcome, everybody, to another Direct Line interview broadcast, man. It's crazy right now, man. We got somebody on the line that's really probably going to give us some real game about the industry, but also has a track record in the game as being a real record breaker, man. It's going to be crazy, man. We're getting ready to bring DJ SNS on the line in a second. And you guys got to start doing your research. When I start telling y'all who we're going to be bringing on the air, and I tell y'all to tune in, I mean it. All right? Especially a lot of you independent artists, everywhere we go, y'all always hitting us up. Yo, I want to get my record broke, man. Like, can you show me the way? Can you show me the path? You're like, who I need to be talking to? You know what I'm saying? And I try to show you guys game all the time. I do. I show you guys love everywhere I go. Soon as I tell you I got a record breaker and we bring it on to the show, where are you guys? I know some of you are listening right now. I mean, I got plenty of people listening. I'm looking at the stream. It's cool. People are checking in. It's cool. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go out this weekend and somebody's going to say, hey, Blitz, what's up, man? Yo, I'm trying to get them. I'm like, yo, I had one of the biggest record breakers in the game on the show the other day. Did you hear it? Nah. I'm already ready for y'all when I see y'all. I'm telling you right now, man. It's crazy. But listen, man. Lately here in the game, there's been a lot. There's been a change. We've got a lot of DJs who are breaking records on another level. Not just spinning records. You know what I'm saying? Not just spinning records, but actually producing records and then being a voice on the record. You know what I'm saying? You got Khaled and a couple of people that are, you know, high profile or whatever, but there is more and more DJs that are actually dropping songs themselves as the artist featuring artist. And so this is a new trend in hip hop and urban music, and I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. I really don't. And oftentimes it be bangers. Now people say, listen, DJs, they got an unfair advantage. They can break their own song, but they can't make people like the song. They can't make people like the song. You feel what I'm saying? It has to be dope. It has to be a banger. So I'm going to discuss that with my next guest, www.k100radio.com. If you want to hit the phone lines up, go ahead and hit us up, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, 347-934-0966. Again, that's the number to dial to the show. I got DJ SNS on the line. DJ SNS, what's up, brother? Welcome to the show.
What up? Hey, my guy, what's up, my guy? How you doing?
I'm good, okay, man. Thank you for calling in the K100 Radio. Thank you for taking the time to, come over here and actually be on the phone line and talk with us, man. We really appreciate it. And we get ready to play this banger that you got right here, man. I love this record. Like, this is absolutely a just kill the club record that we get ready to play over here in a second. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? This is one of those kill the club records. Yeah, so let me ask you this.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, let me ask you first of all, let me stop. Here's the thing. I want you to formally introduce yourself. You feel what I'm saying? I want you to formally introduce yourself to the broadcast. Because I know someone's listening right now and they like DJ SNS. Because you're talking to a legendary DJ right here, a guy that's been in the game a very long time. You don't just get Q and 2 Chainz on a record like it's just nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't just do that. Yeah. If you never heard of this DJ, then you probably either A, you're not into DJing, or you're not into the music industry per se, or you're just not a connoisseur of the art. You know what I'm saying? Well, please formally introduce yourselves to our broadcast, brother. Please.
My name is Ciroc Boy, MP3 Wax General, DJ SNS. And if you don't know my history, I'm a DJ for Notorious B.I.G., for Foxy Brown, for Jay-Z, I done did countless parties around the country, major parties, and you know, legendary mixtape DJ for breaking, known for breaking records, you know, such as "Ain't No Nigga" by Jay-Z. I was one of the first one to play that. J-Rule the Damager, "Come Clean," you know, stuff like that.
So here's the thing. So basically, long story short, real DJ. Okay.
All right. Real DJ, yeah.
Started out with the crates, people. We're talking about a DJ here. Started out with the crates. DJ. Okay.
I started out with the crates, carrying the records, carrying my records up six flights of stairs. You know, I'm from New York, so, you know, we got a lot of tenement buildings in New York, so that's why I grew up in the hood, so I carried my crates up when the elevator was broke many nights.
Absolutely.
Many nights.
Right. So, okay, man, I can talk to you forever. I could literally talk to you for like these three solid hours on the air. But sadly, we don't have the kind of time. So we're gonna keep this thing sweet and to the point. A couple questions, key things I want to ask you, and then we're gonna jump into this joint, Rich Problems, that you got right here, this banger that we're getting ready to play. Definitely in rotation at K100 Radio. Definitely, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. Here's my thing. I said what I said in the intro of this interview because I really want to discuss that with you. I have at this platform at K100 Radio, we have all kind of music debates. I'm a blogger and everything. I have a blog.
Uh-huh.
It goes back and forth with people, consumers, artists, people who think they know shit and they don't know shit. It's a whole bunch of people got an opinion.
Yeah.
Right now, DJs. I see so many DJs with songs like not breaking a record. I'm talking about DJs making records. This trend that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Some people feel like, well, the DJs are kind of overstepping their bound. They're trying to be artists now, and you know they should just break records and not try to be rappers and try to get record deals. I'm like, wait a minute, stop, pause. Stop. Listen, everybody.
Let me give them the history. Want me to give them the history?
Please give them the history. Let me explain to them. I'm gonna explain to them why they need to shut the fuck up. But go ahead. You give them the history. Go ahead.
All right. Now for those who said that those words right there, let me tell you, it started with the DJ before the MC. Like way before even Grandma After Flash, the rappers, and if you do your history and you'll know this, the rappers were secondary. It was always about the DJ. In the park jams, the DJs play records from other artists, but it wasn't rap records. Remember, it was breakbeats.
Right.
So it wasn't no rappers on. There was no rappers on these breakbeats. There were just breakbeats, and we were doing parties, killing the parks with those. Now the rappers used to ask the DJs, could they get on to rhyme?
Right.
So that's where the history started, and you know, and when Run DMC, you know, when Run DMC came out. And, you know, they made it about Run DMC and Jam Master Jay. And that was one of the few groups that made it about the DJ, Houdini did, you know, Grandmaster D. More and more, it was about the DJ. It was about DJ and the rapper. Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, you know, Eric B., Rakim. You know, it was about the DJ. You know what I'm saying?
DJ
and the rapper. It was a marriage of DJ and the rapper. Now, this day and age, people that just don't know that, you know, that I mean, they're just a fan of what's right now.
Right.
Now, my thing is, shout out to DJ Clue, one of the first guys to go platinum on making a DJ album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna say before him, I'm sorry, Kid Capri.
Kid Capri came
out with the Apollo album.
Right.
He was one of the first. Kid Capri was one of the first. You know, his album did good. What's the name? Clue. Clue went platinum. Went platinum and gold. And he had the artist on there. He had the artist on there. But the artist started getting a little too big, and everybody wanted to get outlandish charging people. Understand something. We help break. Us DJs help break these artists in clubs on a nightly basis. You got platforms like MP3 Wax who help break artists on a daily, nightly basis. And, you know, we don't get our respect. But now that we're doing our own records, we're starting to get our respect even more because they're starting to see our platform. You know what I'm saying? They're starting to see the platform. You know what I'm saying? Like MP3 Wax took this record here, and shout out to my brother Chris, MP3 Wax took this record right here and put it out amazingly. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, you know what I'm saying? That right here, like, this record right here was came about because of Q and 2 Chainz. They had the record out in, I think, September.
Uh-huh.
At that time, like, I was one of the first DJs to play Flickin' the Wrist. I played that, like, by October. You know what I mean?
Right.
At the MP3 Wax thing. So, long story short, they put the record out, but it didn't really get out there like that. So
uh-huh.
I always loved the record. And I asked Q manager, could I get the record? And he gave me the record. You know, he gave me the record. So I put my 1-2 behind it, and that's what we got it to where it's going right now. It's +34 on the charts, and it's rising. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy with that. Like,
right.
I'm ecstatic with that. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is the general public, you got to have an open ear to all music. It doesn't matter if it's a DJ, if it's a rapper. If it's good music, it's good music. You can't judge a record because of what an artist have on. You can't judge a record of what an artist do in his day-to-day life. Judge it for the music. That's what made black music so big the way it is now, because we judge it upon the music. That's
mm-hmm.
why back in the days, artists were selling 5 million, 10 million records because it was about the music. Who cared what they did in their personal life? What you do in your personal life is separate from what you're doing in the booth.
Let me ask you this. That was before the social media internet age where everybody's goal is to bring you into their world. Not goal, but everybody almost, it's a necessity at this point. I don't know if it's I think now with the internet age, with social media, Instagram and stuff like that, and these constant 24/7 YouTube images and everything that you have, I don't know how easy that is to separate the artist from their personal life, because like you've got someone like
everything's on the microscope.
If you wear skinny jeans, the guy's gonna be like, well, if you wear skinny jeans, if you dress like this particular way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You say the wrong thing and somebody thinks you're gay or whatever, they're gonna start tuning out your music because they're gonna directly associate that with your music at this point in time.
Okay,
you know,
let's take Young Thug, for instance.
Okay.
Young Thug, a lot of the older people that love hip hop will say, okay, Young Thug has, how do you say, Young Thug, for whatever they say, he dresses this way, he looks this way, and
mm-hmm.
he says certain words that might pertain to, you know, the wrong way, right?
Right.
So, at the end of the day, you're still in the club screaming lifestyle. You're still in the club singing check. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
It's the music. You judge them for what he did, but you still love the music when you're in the club. That's separation to me.
I think that is
separation.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to cut you off. I think that you're right. I think in a perfect world, in an era where you still could literally sell 5 million records. I don't even know if that's possible in hip hop at this particular point. I don't even know. You know what it is?
It can happen. It can happen. People don't understand what's happening. With all the cop killing, killing the young kids. Not to take it off subject, but I'm just trying to blend something together.
No, go ahead.
All the cop killing and everybody saying, oh, we're going to fight behind this, fight behind that. Let's
mm-hmm.
fight behind something that they can't take away from us is our music.
I'm totally with you on that.
Like,
I, 100%.
We control, at the Grammys done made it so possible that they try to get away from black music. And And people don't, and people see it, but they talk about it a little bit, but they don't go into it. Because, you know, people don't want to, people don't want to talk about the things that really affect the people's, you know, like you got kids in school. They want to be rappers. They want to be producers. Well, I'm not going to tell you you can't be a rapper. You can do whatever you want to do. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But in this game right now, it's no more teaching. Like, there's no more artist development. There's no nothing to teach the people. But
that's
the, we're yeah. so lucky to have we're so lucky to have platforms like yourself and K100 Radio that you can tell people and educate people on what the game should be. It's if they it's, and now it's just on the point if they're going to listen.
Exactly. And it's really hard. I think that,
you know,
especially with our music, the tragedy of, I think probably of hip hop and our music is that for years we deemed it cool to get the music for free. We deemed it was cool to get the bootleg. The problem with us is we didn't respect our we didn't respect DJs for a long time. You guys have came back with a fervor that's crazy. Like in the past decade, you guys have came back and took your rightful spot in the game. Some may say it's kind of getting a little out of hand. I don't know. That's a whole other discussion that we can have. But the point is, we got away from actually respecting our artists and creating and turning hip hop into more of a hustle than an art form. And I think that's where people start treating it
well,
like a hustle. You know what I'm saying? Treating it like, you know,
well,
you're
you
a
know
hustle.
So crazy.
Street, you know,
no,
that's what you
treat. Absolutely.
Right.
No, absolutely. But you know, so crazy. Like even with this record right here, right? What Chris and MP3 Wax and myself sat down and had a conversation, and what we started doing is that every DJ that sits there and plays the record, I told them, send me the video. Me and Chris will tell them, send us the video, MP3 Wax, send us the video to MP3 Wax and tag MP3 Wax on Instagram or
right.
Twitter or Facebook, and
right.
I will repost it. Now, what that has started, it started our own brand of identity. So you got myself as a DJ who everybody's up, you know, I'm a legend, whatever, and I'm posting guys who's coming up. So if all the DJs are together in one platform, then we all have power the way we had back then.
Right. You don't think
you
guys got power?
We use it. No, we got power, but some guys
okay.
don't know. Some guys ain't executing it right. They're executing
right.
it for themselves.
Okay. True.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? You know, they're executing it for themselves. And that's what this platform of MPC Wax we're doing. We're combining. It's a brotherhood what we're doing with the DJs. And all the DJs that's coming up, even the known DJs who got names, they're getting on the train. They're starting to see. We got to support each other because as a DJ family, before it used to be all one man for all, you know, you'd be one everybody for themselves.
Right.
But as I got older, I had to learn because you know everybody's getting the money, everybody want to get their own parties. You know, it's competitive game. But as far as all of us together, we all got records. And certain records don't get broke unless you have that platform. You know, the Khaled was just blessed enough to have every major artist on his thing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And Drama was having to have every major artist. You know, then the rest it goes on. But then when it comes to a point where you don't have that major artist, I'm just so blessed to have a record that have major artists on it. But when they don't have that major artist, we have to do the same numbers.
You're right.
That's when they pay attention to us even more as breakers, as record breakers. You know,
so
back then in the game, back in the days, people wasn't playing certain records. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the mixtapes. Mixtapes back in the days used to be the hood radio because we would break records that nobody else would play.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So then we would do that and then people would pay attention. Come on, man. I remember Hot 97, Clue had Hypnotized. Clue has the record Hypnotized, and Hot 97 didn't get the record. They had to play it from his mixtape in rotation.
Right.
In rotation. So, that's when you know the power is real.
Now
that's why I say that the DJ power is real.
So that brings me to one more question. I'm getting ready to drop this Rich Problems, but I got one more question I gotta ask
you.
I got into I wrote a blog recently, and I got into a huge debate with a whole bunch of a plethora of industry people, consumers, whatever, on social media about it. And basically, the topic was, should people charge for mixtapes? Now, you brought up something that was really I wanted to ask you this anyway, but since you brought up DJ Clue and you brought up what you just brought up, I feel compelled to ask you this. The mixtapes, right now, the mixtapes are not what I call mixtapes. You know, you guys, when DJs do
mixtapes, albums.
Right, they're albums. You know what I'm saying? And so I got into a huge back-and-forth debate about should artists that's coming up, not these majors. I don't even know why majors really do mixtapes at this particular point. I don't know, because those are like albums, too, because their mixtapes are still albums. They're not mixtapes. But
yeah,
we got into a big
back-and-forth
about should artists that's coming up, or should even major artists really be charging for mixtapes? You know, back in the day, you used to have to legally put for promotional use only on there, because you couldn't legally sell and make money off of other people's music, because you was just mixing doing a mix. You know, you just selling your mix. You know what? You wasn't supposed to be selling the song.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about the way that, first of all, what do you think about the way the mixtape game has changed to the point where mixtapes aren't even? I think this is the point. When you broke up Clue and everything, that era made so much more sense to me, because it was like DJs did mixtapes and artists did albums and singles. You feel what I'm saying? And now artists drop projects
the
and call them mixtapes, but they're not mixtapes, they're albums. You just call them mixtapes because it's all one artist. It's not a mix of nothing. It's just one artist. That part of the game, I get in countless debates about that. But what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, certain if I'm correct, a lot of artists used to sell mixtapes, but the way they did it was smart. So, like, I take Gucci Mane, for instance.
Uh-huh.
Gucci Mane put out so much music. And, you know, you're in the Ace. So I call him, like, the godfather of Atlanta. So he put out so much music. But then he'll put the mixtape out with a DJ over it. Now, certain people might not like DJs to scream over records and everything. Okay, it's fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy. But then, if you don't want the DJ on it, and you want the whole mixtape, he had it on iTunes for sale.
Right.
So that way you can do that. Now, as far as the label concerned, by the label concern, if the label puts it out and it's a mixtape and you just want to drop a mixtape, sell it for cheaper. Sell it for $4.99.
Okay.
Do 10 songs, put it out there for $4.99, and let the artist eat off of it. Because remember, they're sitting there, long as it's not samples. If it's records that's not samples, then you should charge. Because you're sitting there, and you're in the studio, and you're busting. Like, people, that unsigned artists, is sitting there, and they're spending their whole life savings trying to make records.
Right, exactly.
And then they're putting, and they're sitting there, and they're sitting there giving them away for free. I can say, my son used to do that. He used to make, he got four producers, and they're giving them, he producing, and I'm producing, and we're giving out this music for free, but it's going unappreciated. To the artists, the people don't appreciate artists being in the studio and working and busting his ass to do. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but busting his butt to be in the studio. Okay, busting his butt to be in the studio and nightless being there from 12 o'clock to 5 a.m. on a nightly basis. Why can't we sell it for $4.99? If you don't have $5, my thing is this: if you're a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving you good music, and you don't have $5, then go listen to some other music. That's just me.
If you don't have five dollars to support,
you can't even buy a pack of cigarettes for $5 no more. You can't do nothing. You can barely eat for $5. So if you can spend $5 on music instead of trying to search the internet to get it for free. Like, I don't know what's wrong. That's why they say our music is depreciating. That's why no one's selling records.
So you one more question.
You know,
let me jump
into this.
How much do you think the quality of the music and artists that have been put to the forefront of hip-hop over the past 10 to 15 years have affected the bottom line of people wanting to buy music? A lot of people will argue the point that people stopped buying hip-hop because a lot of music that really wasn't that good got put to the forefront of the genre.
Well, that's still an opinion.
Right. True. Oh,
person could say, oh, this record's no good. But you don't know, some people could like it.
Yeah.
When Soulja Boy came out with All That Soulja Boy, people were saying, what type of shit is this? But you had Dwight Howard doing a thing at All-Star. At All-Star Weekend, you had Dwight Howard and a whole bunch of NBA stars doing it. So that everybody was loving the record. It wasn't, you had Laffy Taffy. You had records that was, you know, people would call them gimmick records.
Uh-huh.
They're called gimmick records, but they still was on charts. They still were people doing them. You know, it might not be good to a person, but that's your opinion. You have two options. Either you listen to it or you move on. See, if you like it, if you don't. If you don't like it, move on. No one's begging you to listen to a Soulja Boy. No one's begging you to listen to anybody that's not lyrically intent. If you're looking for lyrically intent records, go look for lyrically intent records.
And support them. I think my biggest pet peeve is complain about it, but they don't support that same stuff that they claim that they. The same stuff. It's like people who come up to me and say, man, FM radio, man, them motherfuckers don't play the same fucking 15 songs, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, how often do you listen to K100 radio? Have you tuned in to us lately? Because we don't play the same 15 songs. And you complain about something, and you have an alternative, but you don't even exercise the use of the alternative. I see
like
people
this.
Like that all the time.
You had people that used to listen to Olivia Newton-John, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney.
Right.
That was called pop rock, right?
Right.
But then you had people that listened to Kiss and Metallica and hard rock.
Right.
You feel me?
Yes.
You had fan bases like that. Only in our music that we got to go through, people want to critique it. Like, you know, people will say hard rock was hard rock. Oh, I don't like the metal rock. You don't
right.
have to. There's other rock records for you. There's other type of hip-hop for you. J. Cole, that's for more people who love lyrics. You got J. Cole. You got people that love to be in the club who like club records. A lot of women like club records. They like ratchet records. You got people that love ratchet records. You got people that love meaningful records, which goes back to the lyrical records. Or they don't have to be lyrical to have a meaning to it.
You're right.
Certain records got meaning to it. It just people got to learn how to read hip hop better.
Not
reading a book, read it.
Right. I think the number one thing is, and this is the last point, and I'm gonna get ready to get into the music after this. I promise. The last thing
okay.
I want to say, well, I got DJ SNS on the line, is this. Everybody listening. He just gave you the blueprint of something that I've just been saying for a long time. Hip-hop is not an infant anymore. Hip-hop is a grown-up. Hip-hop is 30 years old, all right? So there is not – there just like when you first born as a person and you can only do a couple of different things, you can only say a couple of words, and your vocabulary grew over time. Hip-hop is so big now and it's so old now that it has – sub-genres, just like everything is. You can't just say hip-hop like you could in the 80s. Now you've got different lanes of it, and you've got different kinds, and you're going to have to pick which one you like. If you like the trap, if you like trap music, you do, you don't. If you do like lyrical music, you do or you don't. But you gotta say it's hip-hop, but everything is broken down into sub-genres, just like you did with rock. It's just old. It's just grown up. It's just matured to the point where it's big enough and been around long enough to be broken down into separate, not broken down, all of it is rap music and hip-hop, but it is sub-genre now. To me, it does have its own sub-genres that are huge, you know what I'm saying, within each other. You know, you got...
It's just like clothing.
Right.
If you got Michael Jordan, if you wear Michael Jordan, then you wear Michael Jordan. You might not be a phone-positive person, but you got people that's phone-positive people that don't wear Michael Jordan. They're going to wear foam posits. Or you got people that wear shell-toe Adidas who don't wear Nike Airs. You got people that don't like shell-toe who wear Nike Airs. You know, it's like you have a choice in life to make your own decisions. But to have an opinion, now you can have your opinion on it. But your opinion is to yourself. Share your opinion to yourself. Keep it to yourself. And move on. If you don't, you're going to sound like a hater.
Well, not, you know what, though?
You're going to sound like a hater.
I hate, but you know what? Okay, me personally, I'm a blogger and a music critic and all that. That's part of my repertoire. That's what I have to do. So I have to actually be vocal about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do take offense to people who call me necessarily a hater when I have an opinion about a record. I personally really, really hate that because, like you just said, everybody's allowed to their opinion. I don't think people should be called. I hate the fact that people now are called a hater because they have an opinion about a record. You know, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You know?
They call me a hater. They call me a hater for years.
Yeah, if they don't like it, I don't like it.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I used to, before my son put me on to a lot of records, a lot of Southern younger music.
Right.
Now, me being an older DJ, you know, I'm used to the 90s and the 80s, you know, all those music. But for me to progress on in life to be a great DJ, I have to have an open ear for every type of record.
Right.
Whether it's ratchet, whether it's deep down south, I have to learn it, and I have to love to appreciate it. Pastor Troy, I loved Pastor Troy when he first came out. No More Playing GA. I was in Earwax in Atlanta buying records back then. They put me on to it. I have to listen. People got to learn how to listen because every record ain't whack. It's just on how it's perceived. People go on the perception of a record. If somebody say, if 15 people say, that record's whack, they're going with the majority instead of having their own mind to listen to it and say, nah, that record hot, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. It's not a hater thing. I take that back. I'm sorry. Yeah. I take that back. It's not being a hater. You have your opinion. But before you make your opinion, listen to it first before you make an opinion. And if you're not your cup of tea, go get another cup of tea. Go get a green tea. Go get a herbal tea. Go get a raspberry tea. It's not your cup of tea. Just change the tea.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we're coming up on that, but I gotta get you to formally introduce this record, man, so we can drop this. We got another interview coming up. The homie L. Joe is gonna be on the line in a second, coming up at half hour, actually right about now. So it's about time for us to drop this record. So DJ SNS, without further ado, my brother, can you please introduce this record for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, representing MPT Wack, the General, DJ SNS, the Rock Boy, my new record, Rich Problem, featuring Q and 2 Chainz. Respect to everybody that playing, but first respect to DJ. Understand it. Thank
you,
J 100 Radio, for doing this for me. I love.
Thank you, brother. Shout out, big shout out to MP3 Wax. Go follow them at MP3 Wax. That's with two X's. Follow DJ SNS at
MP3Wax.com. We break records.
Make sure you go check those guys out, man. Big shout out to Chris over there, MP3 Wax, and DJ SNS for showing us some love. Some real game was given out. We finna drop this record. You dig? Yeah. Because everybody got problems. You probably got broke problems, but rich people have problems too. Or maybe you got middle income problems. Who knows, nigga? But we all got them. K100 Radio. Let's get it. We come right back with L. Dro. Shot fired.
MP3Wax.com. We break records.
Everybody has problems, but this one right here is on a whole nother level.
Is it on that
beat? Nope.
Go. I got rich nigga problems.
DJ
SNS. I got rich nigga problems.
The Rock Boy.
I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems.
Niggas ain't eating like it's Ramadan. Bitches in my entourage, all flavors like Haagen-Dazs. Hit you with the carbon 9 if you play with the Parmesan. Balling so hard, jump the scrimmage line. Closet like a motherfucking finish line. Garage open, shit look like an enterprise. Rich niggas still eating noodles when it's dinner time. I just found 100 in my pants pocket. Never carry cash cause it don't fit in my damn wallet. Got a F in school but I made an A for flash. What you make a year, that's what I gotta pay for tax.
got problems you don't got. My bitches keep bitching to me about some Botox. They like to pop up on a nigga like Jackbox. I gotta swap and pay rent on like four spots.
I got rich nigga problems. 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 I got rich nigga problems.
I don't know which rollie that I'm gonna wear. Ain't no real niggas over there. I be riding in a Burt and a thunderstorm with a bill with long hair. Walking these steppers and got four pair. I'm on the drugs, gave a dope side. Just a young nigga beating dope charge. Switching time zones, I need four watches. She suckin' so long, she need a dope license. Foot on the wood, doing all star. Mailbox so far, need a golf cart. Crib so big, it's like Walmart. Yard so big, it's like a ballpark. You know they call Target Tarjay. Nigga, don't get in my way. Don't be my Tarjay. Pop my shots at your ball bait, and she is so wet, she's a mermaid. True.
I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems.
I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems. I got rich nigga problems.
DJ SNX, Turok Boys, MPD Wax, we break records. Tuesday, good look at my G. Q, 2 Chainz. It only gets better from here.
MP3Wax.com. We break records.
Whoa. All right, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Radio, man. That's what's up, man. Yo, rich nigga problems, man. Everybody got issues, bro. Big shout out to DJ SNS, man. He came through, showed us some love. Again, big shout out to MP3 Wax. All right, before you go to work, don't know where, everybody stay right there. Don't nobody go nowhere. Pump your brakes, niggas. We're not done. It's a direct line interview series over here, K100 Radio. Now, I got somebody else I'm getting ready to bring on the line. I got another independent artist representing. We try to show love to the indies, man, and give these guys some shine over here at K100 Radio, man. We want to give these guys a platform to be able to not only help break their music by playing in our rotation, but we also want to give artists a chance to get in contact with our listeners and speak their mind and give a direct interview to you, to listeners. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do over here at K100 Radio. And so this is one of the few platforms to actually give a chance for artists to really get out there in a live format, live radio format, and actually, you know, talk about their music and talk about their grind. Right now, I'm getting ready to bring an independent artist on the line. His name is L. Dro. L. Dro, what's going on, brother? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping with you?
Ain't nothing much. What's going on with you?
Thank you for being on K100 Radio, man. We welcome you. Welcome to the show. What's up, homie? Absolutely, man. So, let's go ahead and jump into this thing, man. Go ahead and give him the rundown. Where you represent, where you from?
I'm from Akron, Ohio.
Oh, say that again?
Yeah, Akron, Ohio.
Akron. I know it's somebody I know. I think I know somebody from fucking, who is it from? Oh, yeah. I'm a Heat fan, by the way. I'm not gonna hold that. I'm a Heat fan. I'm a Florida boy. But we're going to let that ride tonight. We're not going to bring it up. We're going to let that ride. We'll talk. Maybe we have time where we'll get into that in a little bit. You're a fan of the game, sure. You're a fan of the game, sure. Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about you first. We may get into that. This may turn into a damn ESPN first take out this motherfucker. I don't know. It may go down like that. You know what I'm saying? The finals of the night. Shouts out to L. Dro, man. Welcome to the broadcast. Ohio is in the building. 330 is in the building. What's up, my brother? What's good with you?
Never much, man. Just working on this music, man. Just trying to keep it moving.
That's what's up. So tell us about this. We got some music for you. You got a joint called Comfortable that we're getting ready to drop that you got us. And we're going to break this for the first time over with K1's Radio. It's the world premiere over here. We never played it before, so this is going to be the first time that we've actually played it live on the air. All right? And, you know, of course, we're going to rock with it. If it's a banger, we're going to definitely show you some love. But let me ask you this. How's the hip-hop game in Ohio right now? You know, you don't hear like a whole plethora of people just breaking out, saying, you know, representing Ohio, per se. How is the hip-hop movement? How is the environment for hip-hop to grow as an independent artist in that scene in Akron or in the state of Ohio in general?
I mean, it's growing. You know, it's beginning to develop because for a long time it was just Bone Thugs and Harmony as far as rappers coming out of Ohio. But now we're starting to have more artists emerge. We're starting to get a little bit more attention. You know, we got the Machine Gun Kellys, the Kid Cudis, and, you know, Stolly and rappers like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's just a matter of us just starting to get more opportunity and hip-hop expanding into other regions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Let me ask you this. I meet a lot of people who are from places that are, quote-unquote, not popping. I don't want to say not popping because everybody's popping in their own right and whatever. But I meet people who are from other places and they're like, well, since I'm in Atlanta, they're saying, well, Atlanta's a spot. Atlanta's a place. You know, do you meet people there that's like, I want to do something or make a song that quote unquote sounds like Atlanta or something like that, and they try to fit into a mold of another region to try to get on in the game? Or is Ohio like a Seattle? Like in Seattle, did Seattle don't give a shit what Atlanta's doing? Seattle's going to do what people in Seattle like, and that's that. How is it over there in Ohio?
I think it's a combination. You know, you have your artists that are unique in their own way and have their own sound and, you know, not trying to do what anybody else in the game is doing. And those artists tend to stand out. And then you also have the artists that just believe whatever wave is hot, if they create something that sounds like that, they feel like they have a chance at blowing or getting play on the radio or a club record or whatever the case may be. But, you know, that's not just with Ohio, though. I think that's all over. Like, pretty much all regions are trying to sound like Atlanta right now because Atlanta is what's most popular in hip-hop, you know. But, like I said, I think the ones that are original stand out the most.
So what about you? Let me ask you, well, first of all, how far are you – let's break down how far are you in your career as an artist. Is this your first project, 10th project? What's going on with the project and the music that you're working on right now at this moment?
I just released a mixtape with DJ Drama called In Us We Trust. We released it about a month ago. I got some incredible production on there from Justice League, Ski Beats, 1500 and Nothing, KE on the track, the Olympics. It's a pretty dope project.
Wait. Hold up. Stop. I thought about what you just said. Because in you just named Drama, Justice League, KM. Sounds like you may have, like, I don't know, some sort of freaking budget, maybe. I don't know. Something's going on. It's not just the average independent artist that can get fucking Justice League on the track and KM on the track and get a Gangsta Grill DJ Drama hosted mixtape. We missing a step. Stop. We jumping the gun. We got to backtrack, okay? So exactly tell me how, from Akron, did you get plugged in with all of these people that you're naming? Because if you don't know who these people are, I know who these people are. I've actually worked with the Justice League here in Atlanta one time, a long time ago, before they really blew up. You know what I'm saying? I actually ran a studio, a marathon session with them when they were working with Blood Raw. He was up here at a studio we was recording at. And I knew those guys were going to be stars back then because I seen those guys do some stuff with live instrumentation that I had never seen. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, these dudes are the truth. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to the Justice League. But how did you even get plugged in with all these people all the way up in Akron? I got to know. Tell me.
Really just a matter of reaching out to those guys, just really being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, it's not always about who you know. It's about who knows you. And sometimes people spread the word to other people. And, you know, it's people in the industry that really want to see a new artist win. They want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? So it's not always about money with them. You know, they really have to believe in what you're doing because they don't want to tank their brand or associate themselves with anything fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it really is just a matter of, you know, just reaching out and taking that chance. And they reach back and, you know, I've been able to work with some legends. That's pretty much how that happens.
So basically you just asked. That's what you want us to believe, Eldro. You want us to believe that you just asked Drama to host the tape and it just went down like that. You just asked Justice League for a track and it just happened. That's what you want me to tell. That's what you want my listeners right now to buy.
No, just like I said,
you're telling the real truth.
Right, place, right and knowing the right people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna accept that answer as the answer that you gave me on the air. One day I'm gonna ask you to answer that question. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna tell me how the hell you pull that shit off. All right? Because I know a lot of people be like, all I do is ask niggas. That's it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna work for everybody. I don't know. Give us a rundown of the project. How did you how well has it done, the one that you did with DJ Drama? What are the numbers? Where can people find it at?
We like at 80,000 downloads on a live mixtape. We're on NatPip, Midwest mixtape. We made allhiphop.com. Pretty much we're on a lot of different hip hop blog sites and different mixtape outlets, and we're putting it up on iTunes soon. And we're doing pretty good numbers with it. We shooting videos for pretty much every song on the joint, so just really trying to promote it.
So let me ask you something, because I'm looking at your Twitter. I just followed you, by the way. I need to get that follow back. It's gonna be a problem if I don't get the follow. I just followed.
Appreciate it.
I see you just tweeted Jadakiss Beanie Siegel. What you mean you got one?
Yeah, that was I was going to mention that too. I just released a new song. Actually, we premiered it with K Slay on Shade 45 in New York about a week ago. But today we released it to the world, and it's a joint with Beanie Siegel and Jadakiss. It's called The Life We Live. It's produced by my dog Agony Jenkins. And it's a crazy joint. The reception that we're getting right now is crazy.
Where can I find that at? I need that record right now. Where's it at?
You can look it up on it's on my Twitter, and you can look in my newsfeed. Miss Info posted it. Audio Mac. I believe it's on MP3 Wax. If it's not on MP3 Wax, it will be shortly.
Okay.
The record is on nowright.com. It's picking up steam.
Okay, I gotta find that record. Mm-hmm. I gotta find that record.
It's in the smoking section too. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. So some kind of way you want me to, again, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around everything, because I know what you're telling me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah, I know what you're telling me, but I'm still trying to figure out the connection to how you got, a song with Jadakiss and Beanie Siegel. Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, Eldro. I'm just playing. Listen, everybody. This is what's going down right here. Hold on.
I'm your worst kind of nightmare in the bear of night gas. Run for your life. Every time you look up, I'm right there. Ain't no escaping it. Most of these dudes faking it. By any means, I'm making it. If I'm on it, I'm taking it. Still hold it down for the ones that never switched up. Lames come around with their chains and keep them in tuck. I ain't talking about bringing hip-hop back. Where I'm from, even the shooters to get shot back. It's the life. Complain, it's the life that I chose. I'd rather marry the game instead of wiping these hoes. Blowing smoke, thinking back on my life as a kid. We done made it from the bottom, it's the life that we live.
Yo,
yeah.
What's commercial? Yeah. We don't make them songs. You think he stayed here so long? Yeah. As long as the hood love you, you can't go wrong. Nah, if they don't fuck with you, you can't go on. As soon as you start slipping, you can't hold on. Money on the table, you can't prolong. No, with short paper, can't go long. Never dead or in jail, your man's all gone. Damn. It ain't go right, plan's all wrong. Keep dropping the ball, cause your hands ain't warm.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. See, I wanted to believe you. I did. I wanted to believe that story. I wanted you to. You sold it to the listener. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, Eljo. Something going on that we don't know about. This guy's plugged in way beyond what he's letting us on to. I'm gonna get that. I'm actually gonna go download that in a minute. I just had to just pause for a second, real quick. You know what I'm saying? I just played that live off the internet, just so people can know shit is real, so they can know it's real.
That was the edited version.
that, yeah, just so people can know it's real. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we don't mind it. We don't mind the edited version. You feel what I'm saying? We don't mind the edited version over here. But here's the thing. All right, so you've got this. You got a new song with Jadakiss that we're gonna use. We're gonna get that one. You got this joint called Comfortable, and you're actually moving. You're doing a lot as an independent artist. I gotta ask you this: as an independent artist, what do you feel is the best tactic to get your music out there? Because obviously you're having some success. You're working with some pretty solid names in the industry, some super producers, some big time DJs. What is your answer if an artist comes up to you and says, "Man, look, outside of being in the quote unquote right place at the right time, okay, yeah. Besides that, you know what I'm saying? What else would you suggest an artist do from a city that's basically, you know, not in the game like that, and you repping it, Akron? What you think?
Right. Really, man, just keep working and try to stay in the studio and stay in these people's faces. You know, hit any kind of events that you know are coming to your city, any open mics or any kind of conferences. You know, reach out to the DJs, build relationships with the DJs. You know, that's very important. A lot of times, with me, I reach out to producers as opposed to reaching out to artists, because if you build relationships with producers, those are relationships that you can have for the duration of your career. And whereas if you link up with another artist, you might do a song or two with them. If the song pops off, it pops off. If it doesn't, it doesn't. They keep it moving, you keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much my strategy.
All right. So tell me about are you releasing? You've got the mixtape out. Is there any plans in the future for you to release an album, or are you just going to work the mixtape circuit? I don't know if you heard my exchange with DJ SNS about mixtapes or not. I don't know if you heard that part, but what are you going to do?
I'm definitely working on the album. I'm working on another mixtape as well. I'm working on an EP that'll be dropping like around Labor Day. That's going to include the Beanie Siegel, Jadakiss record on there. It's called mm-hmm. Higher Learning. I'm working on mixtapes, albums, and EPs. I'm just working.
Okay. Let's see. I had a first of all, let me play this song right here. I want to play the one that we actually got. I'm over here, you know, multitasking. I'm jacking that song off, getting that song right there, downloading that other song as we speak. But I also had this one lined up ready to go. This one is called Comfortable. Tell me about this one. Right. Who produced this track, and what is this joint about right here that we're getting ready to play?
This song, Comfortable, is produced by Vile Notes. He also singing the hook. Mm-hmm. This is off of NFC Trust, which is the first single we released from it. This song is more of an up-tempo type of record. You feel like it's like a club banger type of joint. It's just about, you know, just people getting too comfortable, taking shit for granted, and, you know, you got to keep it pushing when it comes to that. And it's also about just trying to live comfortable, you know, sit back and just be comfortable.
Right. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and run this joint. This is L. Dro. We're going to come right back. We're not done with him. We'll come right back to him in a second.
Yeah.
This is L. Dro. All right. The name of this joint is called Comfortable. Follow him on Twitter at Drohio. Same thing on Instagram. DROHIO330. Drohio. You get it? You get that? You see what he did there? Of course you did. K100 Radio, you're not rocking with the best. www.k100radio.com. Again, this is L. Dro. He's got his foot in the door, ladies and gentlemen. So say you heard it here first, because you probably did. If you never heard of him before, say you heard it here first. K100 Radio, Comfortable. Let's check it out.
Ah! Yeah. Can't get too comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got rid of my old shooter, that was comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable. This farming I got, them seems so comfortable. This money up, no, I swear I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. Oh yeah, I'm comfortable. This money up, Nate, I swear I'm comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable.
Got rid of my old chick, cause she was comfortable.
And if y'all really know growth, then you know I don't love them, no. But they be in love with drove. I put nothing above the dough. Sitting back, making plans for my next flight. I bet your girl will love to go. People say that I'm an arrow, cause all I care about is that cash flow. My new chick start acting up, and I replace it quicker than my last bro. Ain't no flexing, that's true enough. These dudes acting way too tough. These lanes look at me sideways, but that hating ain't gon' do much. Everywhere that I touch down, I'm putting on for my hood, homie. Still getting my chips up, feet kicked up, cause I'm good, homie. We touching bills like Buffalo. Getting money ain't nothing slow. Ain't nobody irreplaceable, so don't you ever get too comfortable.
Got rid of my old shooter, that was comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable. This farming I got, them seems so comfortable. This money up, no, I swear I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. Oh yeah, I'm comfortable. This money up, Nick, I swear I'm comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable. Got rid of my last shooter, that was comfortable.
Lay back in that new thing, DC so comfortable. And yeah, I might do a little splurging, but it really ain't nothing, no. For sure, I'm touching dough. Sitting back while I'm puffing dough. Got a little young chick, she's so fast, but she love when I touch her slow. And y'all better get your game up. Take a look and you can see that I came up. I'ma go and get it anyway, I gotta get it. Staying real to the death, never change up. You see me ride around cruising. Hit the scene, all the bad chicks choosing. These lanes wanna throw salt in the game, but they really just mad cause they losing. Yeah, I'm coming up, riding clean when I'm coming down. Plenty chicks just down the cut, they throw it at me when I come around. These dudes hate, but I love it though. Like Big and Jay-Z, I love the dough. I replace a chick with another bro, so don't you ever get too comfortable.
Got rid of my old shooter, that was comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable. This farming I got, them seems so comfortable. This money up, no, I swear I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. Oh yeah, I'm comfortable. This money up, Nick, I swear I'm comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable. Got rid of my last shooter, that was comfortable.
About nothing, cause yo, I'm comfortable, and I never would trust them, no, all I do is just crush and go, living in the fast lane, never slow up, I'm just a young dude trying to get my dough up, haters want it to be fail, but so what, I get it in, all hustle ain't no luck, I go hard and I won't stop it, all I know is make no profit, you never know, I might come around and just come and take what's in your pocket, these lanes know they ain't touching, bro, mobbing like I'm untouchable, I replace a chick with another bro, so don't you ever get too comfortable.
Got rid of my old shooter, that was comfortable. Got rid of my old, that was comfortable. This farming I got, them seems so comfortable. This money up, no, I swear I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah, what up? We back.
Yeah.
Ah, Eldro, don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't get comfortable. What's up on me, man? Welcome back. www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Same thing on IG. Follow him at Drohio330. We've got Eldro on the line, man. That's his joint called Comfortable off his latest mixtape, right? That's the one that just came out. Well, DJ Drama, right?
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you go cop that? What's your website or whatever? So where they get the music from?
New website. It's in development actually. Eldro Music 330. But if you wanna check out the mixtape, you can check it out on NatFib Live Mixtapes, Midwest Mixtapes, few different sites. It's all over.
All right, make sure you go rock with that. Make sure you check them out, man. And of course, we got a brand new fresh new release. I'm getting ready to bring that back before we get ready to get up out of here, though. You know what I'm saying? The Life We Live, featuring two legends in the game, Jadakiss and Beanie Sigel. What? I didn't even know. Okay, Jadakiss, yeah. Okay, Jadakiss is all over the place still. He's still. How in the fuck hell did you get Beanie on the song? How? Tell me how, Joe.
A couple individuals that I know. Actually, a guy who I'm real close with working with the music. He's real cool with Dean's manager, so he just plugged in the situation.
Really, we wanted to get the song done sooner, but at the time we wanted to do the record, Beanie Sigel got shot like the day after we first talked about doing the record. So we had to put it on pause for a minute and wait for him to recover. That's why his voice sounds a little bit different on the record.
That was my whole thing. That's why I was about to ask you, okay, when did he do this verse? Was it before then? And you kind of just, you know, I'm like, is he still all right? You know what I'm saying? Because at first it was pretty grim reports coming out about him. At first, of course, that's tabloid shit you never really know. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, but so this happened after he got shot recently.
Yeah, he just recently, really started recovering and getting back in the booth and, you know, trying to get back in the swing of things. He's not really working with just anybody or just everybody right now. He's really picking and choosing, but he heard the record and he fucked with it, so he jumped on it.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying about this whole interview. Everybody, people are listening to this shit like, well, he just felt the record and he just jumped on it like that. Like, where? Who do you know, ladies and gentlemen? Who do you know? Do you really know the plug? Or do you just kind of sort of know who the plug is? But do you really know the plug? Obviously, El Joe knows all the fucking plugs. Obviously. Or I'm missing something here. I'm frustrated about how this all is happening. And normally at the point that you have all these kind of features and stuff, I've already heard of you. So I'm a little perturbed about it.
Right.
It's a little upsetting that you kind of slid under my radar. But here you are nonetheless, right? Right.
Exactly.
All right. Before we get ready to get up out of here, because I got to get DJ World Money. He's coming on at the top of the hour live. Hang around, everybody. Don't go anywhere. A couple of seconds delay. But let me start the music. So the NBA Finals is tonight.
Absolutely.
And it's another guy from Akron, Ohio. Some guy, I don't know his name. He's playing. It's kind of a big deal. Whatever. No one cares. I care for about 4 years, and I don't care who he is. So, of course, obviously, you're betting with the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously, right? You're going with Cleveland.
Of course.
How is your pest doing? The little pest, the little white guy, the pest, who's pestering the shit out of Steph Curry. Is he playing? Is he active? Is he still cramping up? What's going on him?
He's ready to go tonight. He's going to play tonight. He's seeing my because
I'm assuming
action.
You know, El Joe. I'm assuming you know. You probably got floor seats and shit. I don't know at this point. I don't know who you could. I don't know. You're kind of a big deal. I don't know what you got going on at Akron. You might be the man in your city. Obviously, I'm clueless over here in Atlanta. We over here in Atlanta. We don't know what's going on in Akron. Obviously, you're the man in the city. So, you know, I don't know if you got floor seats or what's going on. So I'm asking you personally. You know, maybe you got Bron on speed dial at this point. Who knows what you. You're gonna flop your hat. Here's the thing. I don't want you guys to win. That's the first I don't. You know what I'm saying? I will tell you this. I don't want you to win because I'm salty with LeBron because he left my team. That's just the bottom line. I know.
That's how we felt at first. Yeah.
I know that you guys. You know, we didn't burn any jerseys. You guys took it a little too far out there, but. Be that as it may, you know what I'm saying? I will say this because you're on the line and you're from Akron, and I will say this. LeBron James does not deserve all the hate unless you're a Heat fan. You have a right to hate him if you're a Heat fan. For 4 years, if you're a Cavs fan, you had a right to hate him. Outside of that, I think LeBron James gets way too much hate, for real, though. You know what I'm saying? And I think that. For some reason, who knows why, you know, some people don't like greatness. Some people, maybe it was a decision because at one point he was really loved and then it kind of all went south after that, after he went to Miami and won those championships. I don't know what exactly it is, you know what I'm saying? But I think the dude is generally a pretty good dude and he's an excellent player. We was happy to have him. To hell with him for leaving. But, you know, I think that he gets way too much hate. Like, unnecessary hate, like, for real, bro. Like, and people don't want to actually give up the fact that he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's had his moments where he's choked, you know what I'm saying? All the diehard Michael Jordan worshipers, you guys have a lot of credence to say he'll never be as great. Whatever, he may not be. to that level. You know, Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I think all the real just bashing on his overall game is, as a sports fan, I'm a sports fanatic. But after music and stuff, I love sports. You know what I'm saying? Music is, you know, I love music. I love money, women, and sports. That's my life. Of course, my kids and my family. But still, outside of them, those are the outside things I like. So I'm a real big sports fan. I'm going to watch the final tonight, and I'm going to cheer against you guys, of course, obviously. But I got to say, honestly, LeBron gets way too much hate, and it's just really fucking unnecessary, people. Stop it, okay? I want him to – I have a real reason for wanting him to lose. My reason for wanting him to lose is legit. If you're a Miami Heat fan, no respectable Miami Heat fan should want him to win, okay? That's us. The rest of you guys, just stop it. Okay, the dude is good. He's good. He's not a choke artist. He's risen to the occasion plenty of times. You guys stop it. That's all I got to say about it. That's it.
Yeah. I totally agree. Definitely.
Okay. Eldro, man, thank you for sitting around hanging out with me over here at K100 Radio. I really appreciate it, man. Great having a chance to talk with you and get you on the broadcast. I got to get ready to move on because DJ Will Money, also from Ohio, you should hang around maybe or tune in to K100 Radio. Cincinnati is representing. DJ Will Money's coming up next with the Street Anthem live mix. I'm pretty sure I got to get him some of your music, man. Do you know Will Money? You know DJ Will Money?
I heard of him. I'm not really familiar with him, but I definitely want to shoot him some music.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely got to make sure he gets some of your stuff for his mix show because he's an Ohio guy. He represents Cincinnati to the fullest. So if he doesn't have the music, I definitely got to make sure Will Money gets that music. We got to make sure he gets it. But Eldro, man, thanks for hanging out with us, man. We're going to ride out. We're going to play your joint featuring Jadakiss, and we're going to let the whole thing rise so people can catch that Beanie Sigel verse, and then we're going into DJ Will Money. I appreciate you hanging out with me, brother. All right?
Appreciate you having me, man. Good looking out.
Absolutely, man. Hey, you, bud. Follow me back on Twitter, bro.
Oh, I'm about to do that right now.
Yeah, follow me back. I take that person. I don't like that. I don't like people don't follow me. Follow me back. I have problems with people don't follow back. Damn it. All right. Eldro, deuces, homie. Appreciate it. All right. And that concludes this session of our Direct Line interview series. I'm going to put both of these up on the website. I'm going to put the Eldro interview up, and I'm going to put the DJ SNS interview up over there on our SoundCloud. Make sure you go follow us on SoundCloud. Go over there and check our SoundCloud out, our YouTube page out. We got a lot of exclusive interviews over there, so make sure you go check us out, man. Follow us on SoundCloud. We always follow you back on SoundCloud and everything. Subscribe to our YouTube page. We got a lot of exclusive interviews from all kinds of people, man. So go over there and check it out. And I'm going to put both of these interviews, or these were good interviews with DJ SNS and Eldro over there on our SoundCloud for replay in case you guys missed it live. All right, go over there and do that right now. All right. So I'm going to run this joint. This is another joint by Eldro. And then we're going to go ahead and DJ Will Money jump into the mix. He's a couple of minutes late, but we got him on deck. All right. So Eldro, new joint, brand new joint. Featuring Jadakiss and Beanie Sigel. So Beanie Sigel is obviously doing all right, as you heard. He spit those bars after he got out of the hospital, so he's good over there for anybody who might have been concerned about him. Shout out to the homie. All right, Eldro, let's get it, homie. Appreciate you. We out of here. K100 Radio.
Yeah. I'm your worst kind of nightmare in the barren night gas. Run for your life every time you look up, I'm right there. Ain't no escaping it. Most of these dudes faking it. By any means, I'm making it. If I'm on it, I'm taking it. Still hold it down for the ones that never switched up. Lanes come around with their chains and keep them in tuck. I ain't talking about bringing hip hop back. Where I'm from, even the shooters will get shot back. It's the life that we live in this cold world. Ain't nothing fair. Hear the most stories from other people that wasn't there. Every day we risk murder to getting raw, cause these youngers rather get a burner than get a jaw. Play around, be a target in your own hood. Keep your guards up at all times for your own good. Every other day it's another one getting murked. The only time they show you love is when you in the dirt. I can't complain, it's the life that I chose. I'd rather marry the game instead of wiping these hoes. Blowing smoke, thinking back on my life as a kid. We done made it from the bottom, it's the life that we live.
Yo,
yeah.
What's commercial? Yeah. We don't make them songs. Your man.
bully bad boy, I'm like Diddy. Just get money like Biggie. Two bitches, I'm menaging like Nicki. I'ma get rich or die trying like 50. Police with an attitude, gangster rap. Old Ice Cube with the Jerry curl and the Raiders hat. I'ma be a nigga for life, you can't stand it. Stay affiliated with drama and keep a can. Keep a can far your face like a true tech.
Yeah, dog.
Today I shot a nigga with the weapon. Big ass gun longer than Titty Two necklace. Club murder, VIP, you want a guest list. Why would you f*** with this South Philly sicko?
I make you sh** through a bag.
Push a tube through your toe. Yeah, and that just is how it is. I don't know about them kids. This the life that I live.
And non-stop hip-hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24/7.
It's your girl, Little Keisha, representing Seriously Hectic right now, and you're listening to DJ Real Money.
Hey.
DJ
money, always out here, get to the money.
Yeah, this is your man, DJ Real Money, and right now you tuned in to Street Anthems Live, right here on K100 Radio, yeah.
Trust me, you are my everyday saying, yeah.
Just me,
bitch.